This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are still in the middle of wildfire season out here in the West. In Northern California alone, more than 2,000 homes were destroyed. 5,000 homeowners' insurance claims were filed, all told, in two big fires last month. Insurers have given those homeowners more time to document things while speeding up their payout checks. But in one of the most devastating wildfire seasons in a long, long while, some people are finding it difficult and expensive to get any insurance coverage at all. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
Simi Valley is a typical Southern California suburb of more than 100,000 people, less than an hour's drive from downtown Los Angeles. It's mostly densely built gated communities on quarter-acre lots separated by open grassland. It's suburbia, but they've still got to deal with wildfires, like the one that burned almost 200 acres next to Wood Ranch Country Club in August. Dave Hill meets me outside his home there. He and his wife have been here for 4 years. He points to a scorched hill less than a mile away and says that's the first fire he's heard of coming this close.
And it lit these whole hills up. I was still at work. My poor wife was scared to death. The neighbors next door knocked on the door and said, you know, you got to come out. Or they called her and said, come out to the front and look. And that entire hill was on fire.
The fire threatened 500 houses in Wood Ranch, but didn't burn any down. Yet Hill says his insurance company was quick to let him know he should start looking for another policy.
And I just renewed in June. It was a one-year renewal. And when this happened, I think it was August 14th, about a week later in the mail, I got a letter saying, because of the recent fire, that they weren't going to renew me next June.
In recent years, millions of people have moved closer to wildland in the West. Warmer temperatures and drought have also expanded the fire zone. Homes that weren't at risk last year might be today. Cher Russell isn't all that surprised to hear that some homes in Wood Ranch aren't getting policies. She's an agent with Simi Valley Insurance down the street.
Your premium could possibly increase, or you can get a non-renewal letter because the company has decided not to write homeowners insurance in that area due to wildfire.
Insurance companies can do this because they have a lot more data. I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't Google a picture of your house. Now we do it all the time. Russell says they get updates from the companies they write policies for every day.
And they tell us what zip code is not accepting new business for homeowners insurance. Certain areas, we've been informed, cannot write new business.
The insurance companies have access to data from Cal Fire and the National Forest Service. They use it to develop models that predict what areas are at risk. That's why they eliminate entire zip codes at a time.
That information allows the insurer to price the risk accordingly.
Nancy Kincaid is a spokesperson for the California Department of Insurance.
Instead of spreading the risk among lots of homeowners where everybody pays maybe a little more, you're able to single out those homes that are at greatest risk. Those homeowners will pay more.
Insurance companies still want to write policies. Today, they're just able to be more selective, and consumers don't really have access to the same data.
And remember that insurance is still about business, and insurers are in the business to make money and provide coverage for people. So it's not the best for the marketplace if you're not writing anywhere.
So what happens if nobody will write you a policy? It's a mortgage requirement. In California, the last resort is what's called a Fair Plan policy. If you're an insurance company in California, you have to be a member of the Fair Plan Association and contribute. It's basically a pool of money to provide basic fire insurance for property owners who can't get policies. Think of it as catastrophic health insurance for your house. Often, if folks under the Fair Plan have to file a claim, they find that they're underinsured. Dave Hill doesn't think it's going to get to that for him, but it's something he never thought he'd have to deal with again.
I mean, it's not like we're in Big Bear or something like that where we've got pine trees all around us and you are in danger of getting burned out. And they started brush clearing back in the spring, but I'm dealing with it now. It's down the road, but I'm going to have to deal with it next June, yeah. I'll have to go find someone else that'll write a policy for you.
Unlike flood and earthquake, fire is still built into the homeowner's insurance package. Making it a separate policy could be a tough sell for insurance companies. But as drought persists, fire zones continue to grow, and more claims are filed, individual fire insurance doesn't seem all that far off, at least not in the West. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.